one of the strategies they are going to do, but it's still they have not come out with as women that every man should deny sex for their husband. But it's because of the situation they are going through. You are seeing your child being killed. They said they are going to stop not having sex with their husband, so that these men really sit down and be serious, so that they bring peace in the Republic of South Sudan.
The women are trying always possible, at least, to bring peace, even suggesting some drastic moves that they can take if at all the men do not bring peace to the country. How far are the women of South Sudan, your group, willing to go for peace?
Actually, if you look at their talks, I remember that when the current consultative forum took place, we had somebody from Miraya who tried to cover, you know, the event, and you really can see how people are really, how women are really eager to have peace in the Republic of South Sudan. Right, they are trying to use all the strategies if possible to attain peace. That is what I'm trying to look at it. So the current women group, the local women that we have in ground, they say that they want to have, you know, neighborhood kind of activities, so that somebody know who is your neighbor. You try to discuss what are the avenues, you know, we can have in the Republic of South Sudan so that we have peace. So these are the avenues that women are trying to talk about it. And they want to move around to preach about, you know, peaceful coexistence. How can people really solve issues without using guns? That's what they are trying to do.
And you also said that if the women said if it means stripping and going to the streets in order for peace to come, they are willing to do that.
That is one of the ways they are trying to say it. But they have not gone into action, stripping themselves naked. But when the worst come to worst, I think they are ready for it, if worst come to worst.
Florence, I mean, the whole of South Sudan and the whole of people in South Sudan are so worried about this crisis that is taking place. But seems the women particularly seem to be extremely disappointed in order for them to really suggest such kind of moves.
Yeah, that shows that really women are disappointed of what is taking place in the Republic of South Sudan. If you can see, really, this current crisis, women are saying that this current crisis is not having any sense. Where are people fighting? Because they expected that after having the independence of Republic of South Sudan, they should actually have the dividend of peace, but they have not enjoyed the dividend of peace. Instead, after 2 years, they have gone back to war, of which the war to them is actually kind of a senseless war that is taking place in the Republic of South Sudan. You can see people are dying in the hospital. There are no drugs. There are even large other, you know, immediate actions that people are taking. So what can they do as women? So they said for them, they don't have any passport to go out. When the crisis happened, they never went out. They were just within here. So that means if the conflict is still going on, that means it's useless actually to give birth. That's what they're trying to say.
In a country like South Sudan, where people still think that they can easily rape their wives and go away with it, isn't this really so premature for women to be thinking in that direction at the moment?
They have given several kind of recommendations, but this is one of it that they have given. And as I am telling you, this is not the first time the women are saying that they are not going to have sex with their men. I remember on 17 July, the women just had also consultative forum, and they said, actually, that could be one way after these people are delaying to have peace in South Sudan. Either they will decide not to have sex, or they will straighten skirt and move on the street. Because if they are killing people, then it's useless for them also. You see, seeing those kind of things happening in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. But they have not said that straight away they are going to deny sex. But they are trying to see what will be the outcome of this peace that is going to take place. I mean, the next round kind of peace. How is the outcome going to be? That's what they want to see.
What could you like to see, I mean, in the nearest future as women in South Sudan?
Okay, what I want to see in Republic of South Sudan is a country where there is a sustainable peace, where people do not really solve issues using, you know, guns. Any issues that your people are having, they should sit down and discuss in table, rather than taking guns and killing innocent children, innocent women, and even you can see how people are really suffering. We don't have basic needs. So my message to warring party is, this is what we want in the Republic of South Sudan. We are tired of war. We want peace only, because peace is our right.